Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice on where you can listen. Well, it's always exciting to welcome our Hill Country audience. And we welcome you to join us on our program all across America here on Chosen Generation Radio. Great to be with Matt Long and the Matt Long Show on Hill Country Patriot Radio. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Always good to be here with you, Pastor Greg. Love our Tuesdays.
Me too. Well, so nurses are walking off the job, basically, in protest against these vaccine mandates, and I think it's something we should be kind of scratching our heads and being concerned about. Frontline doctors have been talking about this, America's frontline doctors, for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I'll be in Tinley, Illinois this weekend for the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, and it's really, you know, part of that is going to be about helping people understand how these injections are damaging people. People like Dr. Judy Mikovits will be there. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be there. Dr. Brian Hooker will be there. Dr. John Apsley, number of others. Matt, what do you make of this? Shouldn't this be kind of a red flag for those that are on the fence about this injection?
Well, you know, I find it real interesting, and I noticed this real early. In fact, I think most people with half a brain realize that somewhere early in this process is when medically trained people, nurses, doctors, emergency room workers, said that they did not want to get the vaccine. And one case in particular here locally was a young lady who wants to have children and is concerned over the vaccine and whether it'll have any effect, because we do not have any long-term studies on what will happen with women of reproductive age. And so here's a woman who's planning on a family and can't get answers on that. And so they're having to choose whether to keep their job or take a shot that may or may not keep the kung flu away. Actually, it doesn't keep the kung flu away. We've kind of figured that one out. And it may or may not damage her ability to have children. And these guys are not, you know, the media wants to paint us all as a bunch of redneck southern idiots that we don't know what, we're anti-vaxxers, and that's just because we're stupid. But when healthcare officials and healthcare workers, people trained and doctors say, you know, I'm going to wait a minute on this, that ought to be a red flag to us all. And then the consequences of that, Pastor Greg.
Well, I think the consequences of that are, you know, are very much long term. And, well, to a degree, I mean, I believe they are long term. For those individuals that have been negatively impacted, there are thousands and thousands of stories of people who were perfectly healthy that are now no longer healthy. Who, you know, who when asked, matter of fact, Joy Villa was on with me yesterday, and she was talking to someone in Dublin. Now, Dublin is about, I don't know, 85-90% of the country is vaccinated, but she happened to be, you know, in a place where she's having a conversation with someone who I believe she was a nurse. And anyway, she asked the person, and of course over there she also said they're not doing vaccine passports and so on. But she asked, they got into a conversation about the vaccine, and in that conversation, Joy said, you know, well, are you, you know, what are you telling people, you know, about the vaccine? I'm just curious. And she said, I'm telling people don't get it. She said, I'm 19 years old. I was a perfectly healthy young woman, and I was very active, and I was in athletics, and now it's like I'm 90 years old. I can't hardly move. I've had all kinds of health problems ever since I got the vaccine, is what she said. Ever since she got the vaccine. And I happened to see a video a little while back about a young lady who was exhibiting like epileptic type seizure type stuff. And some of you listening may have seen that. It was posted by someone that I was connected to on Facebook. So I sent them a message and I said, hey, you know, what's the deal here? What's going on? And she said, this is someone that's close to our family who took the vaccine, perfectly healthy girl, and now she has seizures all day long.
Terrible. It is, and we're hearing these stories, and we're hearing, if you watched the Project Veritas Part 1 video that came out a few weeks ago, by the way, I downloaded that, and it is on a separate hard drive, so when it eventually disappears, I'll still have a copy of it. But the thing that I want to argue from the angle, not so much about, I'll leave the arguing whether the vaccine is good, bad, effective, not effective, has side effects. I'll leave that argument to others, including yourselves, and what bothers me the most is the personal choice that's being taken away. And if we get back to the hospital situation, I ran across an article yesterday that said that there were three rural Texas hospitals that were very likely going to shut down. And why were they going to shut down? Brownfield is one of them, by the way, if you live in Brownfield. And the other two, I couldn't find the article this morning. Imagine that, it disappeared. So, but the three hospitals that are closing down are all rural hospitals, and they take Medicare and Medicaid. And under new regulations, if a hospital or a doctor takes Medicare or Medicaid, then all of their staff and all of their nurses must be 100% vaccinated. So we've got some of these rural Texas hospitals that are not even getting 50% vaccination. Which is fine. That's the choice of those people. That's my argument, that they should be able to choose. They can't keep them on by law. And so they have to send these people home. One hospital said, well, the first thing we're going to eliminate is our birthing, our pregnancy, we're not going to have children born in this hospital. We can't do it anymore. You know, how far does the pregnant mom need to drive for now to get to the hospital? If our rural hospitals start closing up, where do we go?
Exactly. And, you know, speaking to that, I had an infection going on in one of my eyes, and my wife was trying to get me in to see an optometrist, and she did calls and found that down here where we are, you could either go to BAMC or University. But all of the other medical centers in the area had actually canceled their contracts with the ophthalmologists. There were limited options in where you could go. You know, stop and think about that, folks. I don't know what the other areas of specialty may be that individuals are not able to get assistance at. Perhaps our listeners can reach out to us. You can reach me at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, or, you know, get a hold of Matt. But I think it would be interesting to know that information, because obviously we have a lot of people in our audience that, you know, may have a medical need. I know that when this was a mess not long ago, last year, you know, that if you had something other than a quote-unquote COVID condition, you weren't even able to get in and get seen. And in some parts of the country, they're playing that tune again. It's terrible, Matt.
You know, and it's not like this is new. Rural areas have always had issues with the small hospitals and what they could and could not handle. And so, you know, there's a story I go back about 10 or 12 years ago, goodness, maybe even longer than that, and we were out camping, and one of the kids walked into an old campfire and fell over and burned his hands in the coals of an old campfire. We were near Llano, and so we immediately throw the kid in the car, drive over to Llano, get into the hospital, and they go, oh, we can't handle that kind of situation in Llano. So you've got a little kid whose both hands are burned, and we had to get in the car and drive from Llano to the Fredericksburg Hospital. And so rural areas already have issues with hospital care, and this is just going to do them more and more. The Jerry Jasper, who's the CEO of the Brownfield Regional Medical Center, he said that about 25% of his staff is going to have to go away. And he says that losing Medicare and Medicaid money is not an option. And so they're going to go down 25% in their staff here in a couple of days. What's going to happen to the guy who's having a heart attack who gets brought in? What's going to happen to, you know, emergency gallbladder surgery? One of our friends had to have emergency gallbladder surgery today. Where do these things go, Pastor Greg?
Well, you know, you make a great point, Matt. You make a great point. And you know, there's a lot of doctors that are involved in, you know, especially in the Hill Country, because it's a retirement community. So there's a lot of folks that are on, you know, Medicare, right? Seniors that are on Medicare that are getting Medicare benefits. And now it's going to be mandatory that any of the facilities that they go to in order to get Medicare payments, their staff are all going to have to be inoculated, injected, poked. That is a really, really challenging situation. And I know that there are a lot of seniors that are listening to the program today that are, you know, strong patriots that are saying, hey, wait a minute. First of all, I don't believe, like you said, that it should be forced on someone. I didn't live all my life in America and fight for the freedoms that I fought for throughout my lifetime to this day so that, you know, so that the government would force people to get an intrusion of some chemical into their bodies. That's number one. And number two, there are those that I think are concerned about reactions. And something else very quickly to throw out here. There's an interview by Dr. Jane Ruby, and I'll try and make sure that I get it up on my site. She is someone who has conducted these kinds of tests. This is what she has done in her lifetime. She's an expert in doing this. And she breaks down how they go through the process, how they start out with 10 males and they inject them. Then they take in the second stage, they do a certain number, and they use placebo in some and part of the inoculation in another group and a full inoculation in another group. And she is suggesting, based on what she's seeing, that some of the places where they are doing this, they're actually injecting people with a placebo. And that would be the reason why in certain areas you may be having, you know, people who it's doing absolutely no difference between someone injected and someone not injected. In other areas, they're doing the full stuff. That may be where people are having violent reactions. And then in other areas, right, they are doing a partial load. And so she really it goes into explaining this whole situation. But bottom line is, in her opinion, in her expert opinion, they are experimenting on us, folks. They are experimenting on us. Bottom line. Matt, final seconds. Go ahead.
That's a violation of international law passed after World War II. It is considered as horrible as torture. Yes. And we figured all that out at the end of World War II. And there you go. Underground hospitals, underground doctors, black market doctors. Are they coming? There you go. We've got to leave it on that.
There we go. There we go. And that may be where we're headed. All right, folks. I'll be back with more on my side. Matt's coming back after this break.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. Folks, you know, there's a friend of mine who put out a documentary. And I really recommend that you pick it up. It's called Wait Till It's Free. He saw what we're looking at back in 2014, talking about medical health care. He came from Scotland. He saw what happened in Scotland. And he did this documentary interviewing doctors. And in the documentary, there's a doctor he interviews who's basically folding up shop and closing his doors and saying, I can't make this work anymore. This was in 2014 when Obamacare first was rolled out. How many times have we heard politicians that have gone to Washington, D.C., claiming they're going to repeal Obamacare? Folks, they don't have any intention of repealing Obamacare. There's no will to do it. And sadly, there's no differentiation between the Republican Rhino establishment and the Democrats. Really, no. There's an outlier group, if you will, but there's no will to take it away. And now, what do we have? Think about it. Wait till it's free. Medicare, Medicaid, all the handouts that they've been giving to people, getting people prepped for this. And now they're rolling out these injection mandates, mask mandates. Are they getting pushback? Yeah, they're getting some pushback. And yes, you have nurses that are walking off and the America's frontline doctors, but the percentages of those that are actually saying, wait, stop, this is bad, it's a small percentage. And what this documentary came to the conclusion of was this: the only way that we're going to take back our medical care is if we start deciding on our own we're going to choose. Now, medical health care sharing is a means to do that. With Liberty Health Share, medical health care sharing, you're in charge. You get to pick your doctor. You get to decide where you're going to go. These doctors that are saying, I am not, it's fine, cut me off from your funding, from the federal funding, and so on, there's got to be a safety net for them to be able to continue to practice. I suggest that it is medical health care sharing that can fill that gap. Back with more after this. Hour two, straight ahead.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.